I'd like to read now from Proverbs chapter 17, Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 17. The Word of God says, "A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. I want us to think about the last half of that verse, where the Word of God says, a brother is born for adversity. A brother is born for adversity. Now, what I think that means is that a brother, his purpose of being born, and this is the two things that I'd never really noticed this week, the two words. A brother, I've always known that a brother is good to help us in time of adversity. But this doesn't just say that a brother should help us in time of adversity, but it says a brother is born for adversity. And to me, that means that the purpose of a brother being born is to help us in our adversity. You and I need to look at our lives and think about, we need to know why we are here. There's a reason that God has put every one of us here. And though you could look at this as a natural brother may be born to help you in your life and born for adversity that you might have in your life. I think the main brother that I want us to think about tonight is our brothers and sisters in Christ. Our brethren have been born again. God has come to you and God has quickened you for you to help your brothers when they have adversity. The word adversity means this. The word adversity means a condition marked by trouble, distress, or unhappiness. Adversity is a condition marked by trouble, marked by distress, or marked by unhappiness. It can be a lot more than that, but that just kind of summarizes what adversity is. Whenever a person is having trouble, they need help. They need someone to help them. And I think that the Word of God teaches us, not just in this verse, but throughout the pages of God's Word, that God teaches us that we're supposed to be helping people when they're in trouble and when they're in distress and when they are having problems in their lives. We're supposed to be helping them. We're supposed to be doing all that we can for them. And I need to understand, I was born again for that purpose. I was born again, God, in quickening me, in making me alive spiritually, God gives me love for my brethren. Scripture says in 1 John 3:14 that we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. Now, if my brethren are in adversity, if they're in a condition marked by trouble or distress or unhappiness, and I love them, I'm going to do something for them. And I ask all of us to pray that God will help us to see that's one of the reasons that we've been born again, is to help our brethren when they are having adversity. Jesus talks a lot, or the Word of God talks a good bit, about why Jesus was born. And I want us to see that Jesus, our elder brother, he is called in the Scriptures our brother, and he's not ashamed to call us brethren. And Jesus, our elder brother, he was born to help us in our adversity. Now you follow that. Turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Luke. I want you to see, first of all, as we think about a brother is born for adversity, I want you to see that that was one of the reasons that Jesus was born into this world. He is our elder brother, and he was born because we have adversity. We have a condition marked by distress and trouble and unhappiness. Because of the sin of Adam, we were eternally separated from God. We were in distress. And there was nothing we could do to get out of that distress. And so Jesus, a brother, our brother, he was born for adversity. to help deliver us out of that adversity that we were in. Nobody else could deliver us from that adversity except our elder brother, and he was born for our adversity. Luke chapter 2, look in your Bibles, please, at Luke chapter 2. Listen to verses 10 and 11. The Word of God says, and the angel, this is where the angel came to the shepherds as they were keeping watch over their flock by night. In Luke chapter 2, listen to verses 10 and 11. The Word of God says, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is, you remember the two words back there in Proverbs 17:17? A brother is what? A brother is born for adversity, to help you in your adversity. Now, the scripture says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Did you need a Savior? Did you need a Savior? Well, Jesus was born to save us from our sins. That was his purpose of being born. When the angel came to Joseph and said, that Mary was going to bring forth a child, the angel told Joseph, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. He was born to deliver us from our adversity. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We could never be in the presence of God if Jesus had not come and been born. Our brother Jesus was born for adversity, to deliver us from that adversity. The Word of God says, back up in your Bibles. Well, go forward in your Bibles first to John chapter 18. Go to John chapter 18 and look, please, at verses 36 and 37. John chapter 18. We're still looking first just at the fact that Jesus, our brother, was born for adversity. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. He saved me from my sins, brethren. He saved you from your sins, and therefore that's the greatest, that was the most serious adversity that you have ever been in, and Jesus came and saved you. He was born for our adversity. We were in distress, we were in trouble, and we were dead, and nothing could help us except Jesus be born for our adversity. John chapter 18, listen please to verses 36 and 37, talking about Jesus being born now. A brother, our elder brother, the greatest brother that there is, being born for adversity. John chapter 18, listen please to verses 36 and 37. John 18 verse 36, the Word of God says, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Now listen carefully. Jesus answered, thou sayest I am a king. To this end was I born. Now I want you to listen carefully. What did he say right there? To this end was I born. Was he born to be a king? He was born to be a king, wasn't he? Now, I thought Luke chapter 2 said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Well, yes. And he saved us from our sins. He was a brother that was born to be our Savior. But that's not the only distress we've ever been in our lives. There are many other adversities that we have. And so Jesus was not only born to be our Savior, he was born to be our King. You follow the fact that you not only needed a Savior, you needed a King. Brethren, if the only leader we have over us today, if the supreme leader you think we have over us is the President of the United States, you're in a terrible condition. We have something far greater over us. We have one over us. We have a king. We have a ruler. We have one in authority over us. We have one to lead us. We have one to judge us. We have one to give us the laws, and that's Jesus Christ. The laws of this land can be perverting the laws of God all they want to. I'll tell you, the law of God stands regardless of what this nation does. They can legalize abortion. They can legalize homosexuality. They can do and say what they please. My King Jesus still reigns. And it's His laws that are going to be, that's what you're going to be judged by, is His laws. You can say anything is all right if you want to. But I'm telling you, you can justify yourself and you can justify other people, but the law of God shall stand. Now, I've got a king. My king is my elder brother. And my elder brother is born for adversity. And as my king, he helps me when I have adversity. I want you to notice the rest of verse 37. After Pilate said, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born. And for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Now, he mentions actually two things that he was born for there. One is, I was born to be a king. And he also says, and I also came into this world to bear witness of the truth. Now, here's what my brother was born for. I have all kinds of adversity. One is, I was dead in trespasses and sins, and my Savior was born into the world. And then I have a great need of a leader, one in authority over me, and I've got a king, and he was born to be a king. And I need somebody to show me the truth. And so Jesus says, He says, for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. How in the world are you going to know what truth is if you don't listen to what God's Word has to say? If you're going to follow the words of men, if you're going to follow the leadership of men, if you're going to follow the commandments of men, if you're going to follow the traditions of men, then you have forsaken the brother that was born for your adversity. We're in a distress. We've got some adversity in America today. There's all kinds of ideas and thoughts and beliefs and feelings. And some people are just going berserk trying to figure out what is truth. Well, Jesus tells us what's truth. He was born. A brother, our brother, was born for adversity. And one of the adversities is nobody knows what truth is. Well, now we know because Jesus has established what truth is. So he was born to establish truth. Now, we could spend the rest of the night just talking about that brother, Jesus Christ, being born and all the different things that he does to help us in our lives. But I want to shift from that to the fact that you, a child of God, a brother of Jesus Christ, a member of the family of God, you have many brethren. And you have been born again for adversity. You have been born again to help your brethren when they're having adversity. The people in the nursing homes. Brother David, are you supplying? Have you been born? I think you were born for the purpose of being out in those nursing homes. Do you hear what I'm saying? I do. You were born for that. You might not have seen it when you were 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, but you reached a point, you reached an age of retirement from the world and from the railroad, and when you reached that point of retirement, then you began to commit and dedicate your life to ministering to people that are in adversity. And you began then to fulfill one of the great purposes of your life, which was a brother that is born for adversity. All these people in the nursing homes. There were many from the church today that were at the nursing home. Do you know why many of them were there? Well, everybody wasn't there to speak from God's Word. Everybody wasn't there to get up front and sing, though we had a lot of children there singing, and we had somebody there to speak from God's Word. But I'll tell you, every person that was there, they were a brother that was born for adversity. Do you follow what I'm saying? Brethren, those people, if you would have been there and you would have watched how some of these men and women, they just grab hold, they love, they hug. They're in adversity. They're lonesome. They're hungry for love. They need somebody to love them. And for you to go and love them is just fulfilling the reason you were born. And I would hasten to say that if you're not visiting the sick and the afflicted, if you're not helping to take care of the elderly, if you're not visiting the fatherless and widows in their affliction, there are serious consequences when you have been born again for adversity and you're not fulfilling that responsibility you have to help people in their adversity. Everybody follow what I just said. We are born, a brother is born for adversity, to help the brethren when they're having adversity. Go with me in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 6. Look in your Bibles quickly at Galatians chapter 6. Here's some adversity that you can help your brethren when they get in this adversity. In Galatians chapter 6, listen please to verses 1, 2, and 3. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Brethren." Now, who are we talking about according to Proverbs 17, 17? A brother. Spiritual brethren, primarily. Spiritual brethren. A brother is born for adversity. Now, you're going to see a man in adversity in Galatians 6, 1. He's been overtaken in a fault. He has been overtaken in a fault. Now, there's a lot of difference in people that just run after sin and somebody that has been overtaken in a fault. A good brother in Christ that has been living a very godly life can in one day put himself in a situation that he ought not to be in and be overtaken in a fault. And the scripture says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual..." Here we are, a brother that is born for what? Adversity. What kind of adversity are we looking at right here? We're looking at a brother that has been overtaken in a fault. Now, what's your responsibility when a brother has been overtaken in a fault? Your responsibility, you are born to go help him out of that adversity. To restore him. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in the fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Brethren, let me warn everybody here. Don't you ever say, "I would never do such a thing as that." Don't you ever say it. I don't care what it is. Now, there's some things I don't think, there's some things make me want to throw up when I hear about some sin. But even those things, don't you ever say you would never do something. That pride that you would never do something, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. If you'll go and help them when they are overtaken in a fault in the spirit of meekness, if you'll work with them and help them, you can save them from the error of their way. You can deliver them from the bondage that they are in by the grace of God and with the help of God. You can do something that will help them when they are overtaken in a fault. And that's the reason you were born, was to go help your brethren when they are overtaken in a fault. That's one of the reasons you were born. A brother is born for adversity. Here's a brother that's in adversity, been overtaken in a fault. Don't you sit back and just pray for him. You better go to him in the spirit of meekness. You need to work and labor with him. We have some brethren in the church right now. They have been overtaken in a fault. They're in trouble. And if you ignore them and you do nothing about it, God's going to judge you because he quickened you and made you alive spiritually for you to do something for them. And if you're not trying, now there's some people you can't do anything for. Does everybody understand that? There's some of you that have called this brother and done everything you can. And I know that God is well pleased with all the efforts you've put forth. I want to say one more time, try again, because something's going to have to be done soon. And don't come up in conference. Don't come up 3 or 4 weeks from now and say, "Oh, well, give me another month." I'll tell you what, brethren, if you haven't been working with him, don't ask for more time when conference comes up. We've had plenty of time to work with him. And it's time that he be labored with more diligently. He needs to understand you can't live that way. I can't openly reject my brothers in the church and the church ignore that problem. If I am willfully turning my back on you, the church has to do something. You have to do something. If I'm willfully turning my back on you, you need to try to come to me. If you can't help me and correct me, then you need to bring two or three with me. And if they won't, if I still won't listen, then I have to be brought before the church because of that open rebellion against my brethren. And anybody who is willfully and intentionally staying away from the house of God and is angry at the brothers and sisters in Christ and is not willing to be labored with, that brother cannot remain a member of the body. A little leaven will leaven the whole lump. But let me warn you, don't you get high-minded and haughty. He's your brother. He's my brother. He's my little brother. You know what I'm saying? If I know my heart, I would rather sever this arm off my body than to sever him from the body of this church. If I know my heart, I believe that with all my heart. But I also know what God's word says and what has to be done. And I hope that you'll try to labor with that brother or anybody else that's overtaken in a fault. You were born for that reason. You've been born again for that reason. You've got love for him for that reason. So may God help us to labor with those that are erring from the truth. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, you don't have to turn there. Everybody here can probably quote Matthew 25, 34 through 40. Then shall the king say to them on his right hand, come. This is Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. Matthew 25, 34. He's going to talk about, let me tell you what he's going to talk about. He's going to talk about a brother that has been born for adversity, and he's going to name six adversities. And the brother who was born to help his brethren when they were in adversity, he fulfilled his responsibility, and he went and helped them when they were in adversity. Now, the adversities that are listed here are different than the adversity mentioned in Galatians 6:1 that we just looked at. Now we're going to look at adversity and other kinds of adversity. Because, by the way, P.S., listen carefully. There's a lot of different kinds of adversity that you have been born again to go help people in all those different ways. Lots of different ways. Matthew 25, 34, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for... Inherit the what? This is not talking about going to heaven when you die. It's talking about entering the kingdom of heaven because these people who have been born again are helping their brethren. He says, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, he's going to talk about being hungry, being thirsty, being a stranger, being naked, being sick, and being in prison. Those are the six adversities that he talks about. And he says, I was an hungered, and you prayed for me. Is that what he says? No. I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. Now, see, a brother is born for what? Adversity. Is hunger an adversity? Is that a condition marked by distress and trouble and unhappiness? Hunger is a real problem. Whether you're talking about being hungry for food, or you're talking about being hungry for love, or hungry for fellowship, or hungry for the truth, there are a lot of hungry people out there. And if you don't care about them, you've been born again. Maybe you haven't been born again. But if you've been born again, you were born again to help them in their adversity. I was hungry and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was sick and in prison. In all these different adversities, you know what these people did that are described here that he said, come, inherit the kingdom? They all did something. They were born again for the time of adversity that all these people were in. And what was the reward that God gave them because they were obedient to the calling and the purpose in their lives? They entered the kingdom of heaven. Do you remember the Good Samaritan? I'll just close right here. Do you remember the Good Samaritan? Luke chapter 10, the Good Samaritan. Now, there was a priest. Now, do y'all know what that priest was born for? Do you know what his job was? And there was a Levite. You know what he was born for? And you know what his job was? And then there was a Samaritan. All three of them came upon the same man that was beaten and half dead. And the priest and the Levite passed by on the other side. Have you ever passed by on the other side? Have there ever been brethren in the church that just passed by on the other side? I don't want to get involved with them. Have there ever been brothers and sisters in Christ out there that you're going around during the week and you've seen people that needed help, but you just didn't have time, so you passed by on the other side? Well, you aren't born to serve yourself. You weren't born just to have a big house and a car and a home and all of that. You were born to help your brethren. A brother is born. This is his purpose. For adversity, to help people in adversity. That's your purpose. That good Samaritan understood his purpose, didn't he? And he went and he took the man and he dressed those wounds and he picked him up and put him up on that donkey and he carried him to an inn. And all the care that that man did for him, you know what he was doing? He was helping the man in his, what was that man? He was in a condition of adversity. The good Samaritan knew why he was born. He knew why he was here. I have no doubt that Samaritan had some pretty important appointments that day he had to just not show up for because he came across a situation that he couldn't walk by on the other side. Brethren, we need to pray, God, help me. Help me. Slow me down. I'm so busy doing things that's not the reason I was born again, was to do all these things I'm doing. I was born again to help my brethren. And if you don't see any brethren in adversity, please come help. Come see me. I'll give you a long list of folks that need some help. Job said this, and I'll close with this verse of scripture from Job chapter 29. Now, was Job a good man? Was Job a man that pleased God? The Bible says that Job was a perfect man. He was upright, a man that feared God, a man that shunned evil. Here's what God said about Job. There's nobody like him in all the earth. That's as high praise as you can get. That wasn't what people said. That's what God himself said. There's nobody like Job in all the earth. You know what Job knew? You know what Job recognized in his life? Did Job know why he was born? What's the text saying in Proverbs 17:17? A brother is born for adversity. Here's what Job said. I was eyes to the blind. This is Job 29, verses 15 and 16. I was eyes to the blind. You think he spent time with literally blind people? Absolutely. I believe he did. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. Was he a brother to those in adversity? I was a father to the poor. Now listen carefully. And the cause which I knew not, I searched out. He says, I know about a lot of them. And those I don't know about, I'm going to keep looking till I find people that are in adversity and I'm going to help them. Isn't that beautiful? Those that I don't know about, I'm going to search them out. I'm going to find them. I want to encourage you this week. You search them out. They're there. Search them out. Find them. Be a brother to him. You've been born. You're a brother in Christ. Your elder brother, he helped you in your adversity. Now he tells you, go help your brethren in their adversity. May God help us to do it, is my prayer for Christ's sake.